acknowledgments with respect to those who died and a warning to those alive. Dedicated to the 42nd and 45th U.S. Infantry Divisions, which liberated the Dachau concentration camp on April 29, 1945. Chapter 1. My Native Village. How do I remember events that occurred so many years ago? Once I realized that my memory has, to a great degree, reminded vividly and indelibly imprinted on my mind, I developed precocious talent for building a reservoir of events that happened in the past. For me, a survivor of the Auschwitz and Dachau concentration camps, to forget the horrific experiences endured in these camps is impossible. These experiences were more than enough to keep me awake at night for many years. I was born on May 19, 1924, in the small village of Polk, about 100 kilometers north of Warsaw, Poland. The village looked peaceful, and it seemed that time must have forgotten of its existence. It was an oasis of old-style community in the region of small farmers. Across the wide field, there were beautiful pine woods spreading on the flat countryside that stretched uninterruptedly northeast of Warsaw. There were many different people living in the village, including farmers, artisans, and schoolteachers. They all had dreams and aspirations the same as other people in the world. There was a 7th grade elementary public school that provided basic education for their children. Inside each classroom, there was a dark brown shiny crucifix on the front wall above the teacher's desk. The ground rules in the school were unquestioning obedience, orderliness, and hard work. In the village, Poles tended their fields and the Jews plied the trades along the unpaved streets of the village. Jewish cobblers, barrel makers, carpenters, tailors, and shoemakers earned their living in tidy family shops. People living in far-flung villages communicated either on foot or by getting letters in their mailbox. No one had a telephone, and visitors usually arrived unannounced. The Polish winters were long and severe. Sometimes when I woke up in the morning, I saw snowdrifts covering our one-story house up to the roof. Then there were the Polish hot summers and months of hard work in the fields. The religion of my parents and most of the people in the village could be summarized in two words: Polish Catholic. In many Catholic homes, there was the icon of the Holy Mary of Częstochowa displayed on the front wall. According to popular legend, in 1654, the Swedish army invading Poland was defeated and driven back at the gates of the monastery of Częstochowa, where an ancient picture of the Virgin Mary with a child was found, which had been revered for many centuries. This military victory was attributed to the power of the Lady of Częstochowa. At that time, she was given the title the Queen of Poland, and copies of the miracle-working picture were venerated in many Polish Catholic households. The devotion and admiration of the Holy Mary was visible everywhere. I remember when each summer on August 15th, my family and many people of the village would make an annual pilgrimage, about 20 kilometers, to the shrine of Our Lady of Skępe for the Feast of Assumption of the Virgin Mary. We marched along the country roads along the endless Polish plains. We passed fields of waving rye and wheat and tall, nodding sunflowers, singing religious hymns while the old ladies counted beads on their rosaries. Finally, the tip of the monastery spire would appear over the horizon. By dint of patience and pushing, we found ourselves in the chapel where the sacred image of the Holy Mary, encrusted by hundreds of burning candles and votive lamps, was visible. Before the Mass started, a satin-robed bishop would bestow his blessing on the pilgrims. Then he marched up and down the aisle, showering the crowd with holy water. During the Mass, the chapel resounded the songs of the Holy Mary of Skępe, the Hail Mary, and the Apostles' Creed, followed by a rousing chorus of God Save Poland. Here in this tiny, crowded place where the silence was broken by the murmurs of prayers, songs, and slow shuffling of pilgrims, you could see and feel the true heart of Poland. Chapter 2. The Winds of War. World War II begins. On September 1939, Germany and the Soviet Union partitioned Poland almost equally between themselves and started to repress Poles immediately. German excesses in Poland.
Sample complete. Ready to continue?